time for This Week at Waldorf, and I'm proud to welcome in Professor Ryan Clark. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Today's a big day for you. You've got a faculty reading happening, and you've got a guest with you. Tell me all about the night.
Yeah, so I'm excited to be reading from my latest book of poetry, which is called Arizona SB 1070, An Act. This book came out back in December, but we're just now getting around to actually doing a reading here at Waldorf. And I was very excited to be able to bring in a former student of mine, Donica Keeling. She graduated back in 2019 from our creative writing program, and she is just finishing up her Master in Fine Arts at Queen's University of Charlotte, continuing her writing career. So she was willing to come in and kind of participate in the reading alongside me, so it'll be even more special for that.
Ryan,
excited about it.
Ryan, tell me about writing a book of poetry. I assume it's got to be very gratifying.
Oh, yes, for sure. So this book in particular, so I tend to be very project-based with my books of poetry. I think about some kind of big idea that I really want to explore, and I just kind of focus on it and dive really deeply into it for maybe 2 or 3 years, writing as I go and putting it together. And this book in particular was I actually did as part of my dissertation back in graduate school. Took a while to be released to the world. This book, so back in 2010, there was anti-immigration bit of legislation in the state of Arizona. It was very controversial at the time for being very, very harsh and severe. A lot of it was struck down by the Supreme Court in later years, but I was made very angry by it and wanted to do something. And I thought, what can poetry do to kind of speak out against injustice? And so I thought, well, one thing it can do is it can write against it. It can kind of reframe it. It can transform this message of divisiveness into something more towards healing and compassion. And with that kind of energy, I went into the book, wrote these poems, and I feel very proud of it.
Talking with Professor Ryan Clark, and Ryan, along with Donica Keeling, are going to do a faculty reading tonight at Salveson Ballroom from 6 to 7 p.m. And then conversely, Ryan, it's got to be equally gratifying to have a student being published.
Oh, yes. So Donica is still in the early stages of her writing career, but she is dedicated both as a poet and as a fiction writer. And to see her grow as a student back when I had her in classes, to now when she's about to finish up her master's degree, it is amazingly gratifying. And, I'm just as proud of Donica as I am of my own book. It's really wonderful.
Again, the Waldorf University faculty reading with Professor Ryan Clark and guest Donica Keeling tonight, Thursday, September 29th, 6 to 7 p.m., Salveson Ballroom for public reading. Ryan, thank you, and congratulations on this nice achievement.
Thank you. And actually, can I mention one more event coming next week real briefly?
You sure can.
All right. Well, we actually have a visiting writer coming next week named Saeed Shaya, who is an autistic Somali writer and photographer whose debut book, Are You Bored Now?, was named a Minnesota Book Award finalist in creative nonfiction and memoir. It's an amazing book, very unlike anything I think we've seen here in the creative writing program. We're really proud to bring him in. He's an early career writer. He's destined for really big things. And he is coming next week on Thursday, October 6th, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Louise B. Hansen Library Lounge. And we invite all the public to come and hear this really amazing writer.
Very good. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
To Ryan Clark, Professor Ryan Clark, on This Week at Waldorf. And a reminder that this week's home games, Friday at 7 o'clock, that's tomorrow, ice hockey versus McKendree University. Saturday, 1 p.m. football versus Presentation College with live video. And also Saturday at 2 p.m. ice hockey, once again, versus McKendree University. This is This Week at Waldorf on KIOW.